I'm Luke Summerhaze, and I love Zorua. Kitsune, the supernatural fox spirits, are ubiquitous in Japanese folklore, and we've even already talked about them in this podcast. Many-tailed foxes are often depicted at Inari shrines. Their status as agents of the harvest god, perhaps owing to the real habit of foxes eating rats and other pests which might harm rice crops. There is another side to the kitsune, though, not really explored by Ninetales or even Thievul. In many Japanese myths, the kitsune is a trickster, taking human form and tricking people into marriage or even death. In one of their greatest mytho-historical epics, Heikei Monogatari, a kitsune called Tamamo no Mai is blamed for marrying and killing the emperor, bringing about the start of several civil wars, culminating in the legendary Genpei War, which began the thousand years of samurai rule. Zorua is a cute little black fox, with red highlights on its face and paws, and a big bushy tail. It's a dark-type Pokemon with a sly smirk. Pokemon Black says, "It changes into the forms of others to surprise them. Apparently, it often transforms into a silent child." And Pokemon White says, "To protect themselves from danger, they hide their true identities by transforming into people and Pokemon." This was the first 5th generation Pokemon revealed, and appeared in the 13th animated movie, where it can indeed be seen transforming into Ash and Dawn, usually with the comical inability to get rid of its tail, a common trope from kitsune myths. This Zorua has a cocky attitude, but it isn't the norm for the species. Pokemon Sword tells us, "Zorua is a timid Pokemon. This disposition seems to be what led to the development of Zorua's ability to take on the forms of other creatures." Pokemon Shield said, "Zorua sometimes transforms into a person and goes into cities to search for food. When Zorua does this, it usually takes on the form of a child." Apart from the transforming part, this is similar to real-life urban foxes, as seen in both the UK and Japan. These transformations are not the same as those of Ditto or Mew, literally transforming using a move in battle. Instead, they are the result of the ability Illusion, which disguises Zorua as the last Pokemon in the trainer's party when it is sent out. In the Hisui region, in Pokemon Legends Arceus, we met another form of Zorua. This version has the unique typing of Ghost and Normal, making it immune to both of those types, and also fighting. Hisuian Zorua has grey fur with white tail and mane, flowing away like ghostly vapor. Rather than a sly smirk, it has a somewhat sad expression. Legends Arceus tells us, "A once departed soul returned to life in Hisui, derives power from resentment, which rises as energy atop its head, and takes on the forms of foes. In this way, Zorua vents lingering malice." We got to see a Hisuian Zorua in the animated miniseries Hisuian Snow, where it begrudgingly befriended a boy in Hisui, beginning the process of bridging the divide between people and Pokemon. When either form of Zorua reaches level 30, it doesn't grow 9 tails, but instead can evolve into Zoroark. Zoroark stands up on 2 legs and has a werewolf-like gait, with a large mane tied into a ponytail that resembles a tail. It has a snarling fox face, and the red highlights in its hair taper into a quill-like spikes. Overall, it resembles Shadow the Hedgehog to me, particularly because it was revealed in a very similar way to the previous generation's blue anthropomorphic mammal Lucario, making this the shadow to his Sonic. Pokemon Black tells us, "Bonds between these Pokemon are very strong. It protects the safety of its pack by tricking its opponents." And Pokemon White says, Each has the ability to fool a large group of people simultaneously. They protect their lair with illusory scenery. In the same movie in which Zorro appeared, its mother, Zoroa, is forced into using its illusion powers to further a villain scheme, in a plot oddly very reminiscent of the Spider-Man movie Far From Home. Pokemon Black 2 and White 2 tell us, "Stories say those who tried to catch Zoroa were trapped in an illusion and punished." This is amusing because Black 2 and White 2 actually represent the first time Zoroa and Zoroa could be caught. In Black and White, they could only be acquired in an event. Now they can be caught and be good friends. Pokemon Shield tells us, "Seeking to ease the burden of solitude, lonely trainers tell Zoroa to show illusions to them." Welcome back to Moyles on Mon. Oh, you got a good one this week. Zorua.
Yeah. I think foxes are probably my favourite animals. So, cute little fox spirit. I'm about that. I think I actually prefer Zorua more to Zoroark. Like, for all the jokes, Zoroark is maybe a bit too edgy for me. Just the way he looks. He's encroaching a bit too heavily on Shadow the Hedgehog territory. I'm not sure how right. I feel about that. But yeah, I like how they bring Zoroa and Zoroark out into like the events in the story. Like there's always, whenever they turn up, it's like, was it not, I'm right in saying, it was like an NPC that was disguised as Zoroa? And then
yeah, they do stuff like that a lot.
Yeah, that's cool. I really like that. Like they're bringing the actual Pokemon's abilities into the gameplay itself, into the story and such. And it's become, even though it's just a normal Pokemon, it feels special. It's kind of got that Lucario energy about it, I think. Like they definitely seem to have elevated it beyond just a normal dude. And
they were 100% trying to recreate they wanted the Lucario thing again when they made this one.
Yeah, I think that's totally.
Like, that's no accident. I mean, your mileage may vary on whether it worked.
I mean, yeah, I think he's stuck around. He's still about, right? Still quite popular.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely not Lucario popular, but.
No, but you've got to get into Smash to be Lucario popular, I think.
Or you've got to be Lucario popular to get into Smash.
Well, yeah. Therein lies the question. I do actually prefer Hisuian Zoroark in terms of the design. I think there's something about like it kind of leans more into that kind of vengeful fox spirit energy. So yeah, normal Zoroa, but Hisuian Zoroark. That's the James J. Moyle seal of approval.
The illusion is dropped if Zoroark takes damage, but it can fool the opponent into using an ineffective move if used well. This is much more effective for Hisuian Zoroark, whose normal and ghost typing mean it can resist or even ignore a wide range of attacks, whereas the pure dark type of Unovan Zoroark is somewhat fragile. Legends Arceus tells us of Hisuian Zoroark, "With its disheveled white fur, it looks like an embodiment of death. Heedless of its own safety, Zoroark attacks its nemesis with a bitter energy so intense it lacerates Zoroark's own body. The shaggy hair of this Zoroark falls over its face dramatically, and it keeps the pale coloration and wispy quality of Hisuian Zoroark. At first, Zoroark felt like something of a failure to replicate the success of Lucario. I'm sure this is partly due to Black and White not quite having the mainstream success of Diamond and Pearl. When Hisuian Zoroark was revealed, however, it was instantly beloved. The name Zoroark combines Zorro, the Spanish for fox, and source of the name of the Mexican hero, with dark. I'm a 90s kid. I'm friends with Ultimate Edgelord James J. Moyles, and my girlfriend loves Shadow the Hedgehog. It might be the underdog of the anthropomorphic dog Pokemon, but I'll root for this kitsune any day of the week. Zoroark was designed by Atsuko Nishida. Original music for this podcast is by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Funding is provided by listeners at patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. For just $1 a month, supporters can listen to episodes a week early, and also help cover hosting and fees, making it possible for me to keep making episodes every week. I love hearing from listeners. Get in touch about upcoming Pokemon on Twitter or Facebook at LukeLovesPKMN. Drop a comment if you're watching the video, or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Coming up are Minccino and Gothita, so please get in touch about those or any other monsters. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Zorua, and remember, I love you too.